son, your problem isn't that you're big for your age. It's that you're young for your height.
Stay tuned for some scenes from next week's show.
Oh, no way. Oh, man. The worst. That show was the pits.
Did you ever hear such lousy jokes?
Any fool can write that.
Harry Rum.
D, got any more potato chips?
You ate 2 bags already.
So what? I have a weight problem.
Yeah, you can't wait to stuff your mouth.
Hey, Raj, you want to be a writer? So why don't you try and write a TV script? I just know we could sell it. Hey.
You think so?
Hey, I know so. Everything you write is good, Raj.
Gee, maybe I could.
What show you gonna write for?
Well, there's that new TV show about the 3 kids, Central Avenue.
Oh, yeah, it's about 3 guys our age who live in Watts.
That's us. It's perfect. All we do is write about things that happen to us.
Yeah, like the time everyone got burned making popcorn.
Hey, that's great.
We can call it The Fats and the Fives.
Get out of here, D, now.
Hey, Raj. We could write a story about what happened to Marvin Howard last year. Remember, he had to get those big braces on his teeth, and he really felt dumb, so...
He locked himself in the bathroom so he wouldn't come out the house.
Yeah, how'd you know?
Saw it on a Brady Bunch 2 years ago.
Hey, well, how's this then? It happened to Eddie Dennis. He entered a cake baking contest 1 year ago.
And he used salt instead of sugar. Happy days last year.
Look, let's just think of something that might really happen to the 3 of us in true life. Like, we're walking home from school, and we spot a strange-looking bag next to a garbage pail, and we open it.
And Rerun eats what's in it.
No, it's full of money.
All right, and the money's counterfeit.
Why?
How should I know? We just found it 1 second ago.
It's not counterfeit. It's real money. And there's jewelry and all kind of other stuff in there, too.
Of course, it's the loot from a jewelry store robbery, and the crooks dropped it there when they were being chased by the thugs.
All right, Raj, you are the greatest. Man, write this down before you forget it. Yeah.
How much do they pay for a television story?
I don't know. Why?
Well, I just want to know what my share's gonna be.
Your share? I came up with the idea, and I'm gonna write it.
But we were your inspiration.
When Tolstoy wrote War and Peace, the Russian army was his inspiration, but he didn't share the money with them.
That's because they're communists. Money doesn't mean that much to them. But to a patriotic American like me, it's a way of life.
All right, if I can sell Central Avenue the idea, we split the money. But if they ask me to do a whole script, I keep all the money. Deal?
It's a deal.
Let's go. That's it.
Brother, why are you still writing? It's 3 o'clock in the morning, honey.
Oh, Mama, when a writer gets inspiration, he's got to go with it.
Why not go with it to bed?
Mama, all great writers work this way. I mean, you've heard that famous story about Ernest Hemingway, haven't you?
No.
Well, one night he was so inspired that he checked into this motel with his typewriter and his paper. Mm-hmm. And the next morning, after only 12 hours, he walked out of that motel with a finished book under his arm.
Which book was that?
The Bible. He ripped off the motel.
You are joking.
Yeah.
Are you almost finished?
Oh, Mama, look, I am finished. And you will be happy to know that our 3 heroes returned the loot and got a substantial reward in the end.
And that's where you're gonna get it, if you don't go to bed.
Okay, Mama. Oh, Mama, you don't know how it feels to write your own story. I think tomorrow I'll go to school and I'll type it up, then I'll send off special delivery.
Now, Roger, don't get your hopes up too high. These shows get lots of stories sent to them, and every writer thinks his story is the best.
Oh, I know, but mine is great. I mean, everybody who reads my stuff says I really write good.
Well.
Well, what?
You really write well.
Oh, thank you, Mama. Everybody says that.
Good night, Roger.
Good night, Mama.
Oh, I'm a writer!
I can't believe it. The first episode of Central Avenue goes on in a few minutes, and you still haven't heard whether or not they like your idea.
Yeah, I know, but it's only been a few weeks.
Maybe they don't want to do a story about kids finding stolen money and stuff.
Yeah, maybe not. What are you looking for?
Your mama, where is she?
I told you she's going straight from work to the supermarket, then she's coming home.
I know, but she should have been here by now. I'm worried about it being so late, Raj.
Why? The streets are safe?
I'm not worried about the streets. I'm worried about the supermarket. If she gets there too late, they could be out of Twinkies.
Trust her rerun. She'll find something for you to eat, then she'll be here before the show starts. Oh, come in, Dwayne.
Hey, 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 what's happening?
Did you bring any food?
I did better than that. I brought the food fairy. Ta-da!
Hi, everybody. Did I make it on time?
You sure did, Mrs. Thomas. Here, let me help you with that.
It's much lighter now.
Sorry.
Hey, Rod, you got a paper and a pencil?
Oh, yeah, I'm all set. That's I'm gonna good. Take down the order of the show. You know where the commercials go. Oh, Mama, hurry up. It's almost 8.
Here you go, rerun. Take one and pass it.
Right, Mrs. Thomas.
Hey, come on, hurry up, D. Turn on the set.
Our regularly scheduled program will not be seen tonight so that we can bring you a special program, The Flight of the Mongoose.
Oh, what? Oh, wow, man, what's going on?
Didn't you hear The Flight of the Mongoose?
Wow, well, we're wrong. I thought this show was about three kids. It's about mongooses.
But now, how can they take Central Avenue off before they even put it on?
They didn't take it off. It's on a different channel. I just wanted to see The Flight of the Mongoose.
For crying out loud, Dee.
It's time to laugh on Central Avenue.
Hey, look at this bag next to the garbage can. I wonder what's in it.
Huh?
Wow, look at this. It's full of money.
And jewelry.
Diamonds and rubies.
Hey, let's get out of here.
They stole my story. They did my story.
Here are some scenes from next week's Central Avenue.
I don't believe it. I don't believe they ripped me off. They stole my story.
Why would they do a thing like that? That story really stunk.
Shh. Roger, do you have a copy of what you sent in?
Oh, no, Mama.
Then how can we prove they stole your story?
We can sneak down there tonight, go through their files, and find your original copy.
Yeah, that's how the government does it.
Now, that's enough of that kind of talk. Now, Roger, if you ask them about your story, they'll say they never got it. Now, we don't have a case we can prove in court.
Well, they can't get away with it, Mama. I'll sue them anyway.
I'll be a witness.
You'll be good, rerun.
Thanks, D.
You throw yourself on the mercy of the court and smother the jury.
Come on in.
Hey, Raj, I got your mail. And guess what? There's something here from Central Avenue Productions.
Hey!
I bet you it's a check for your story. They're gonna pay you after all.
There's no check, just a letter.
Maybe it tells you that the check is coming later.
Let him read it.
Okay. Go on, read it, man.
Dear Mr. Thomas.
Mr. Thomas?
Read on, Mr. Thomas, read
Not
on.
Bad.
We received your story outline.
Well, all right. And you should pick up your fortune.
Unfortunately, We're returning it as it is our policy not to read unsolicited scripts or ideas.
Huh?
All submissions must come through a recognized agent thanking you for your interest, Mr. Ben Martin, producer.
What a ripoff. How can they do that? Just lying still like that and then send you a letter that says that they never read it.
And if they didn't read it, how they know what it was that they didn't read? Huh?
And how could they show it on that program last night if they didn't read it?
So somebody in that company must have read it.
Raj, what are we going to do?
This afternoon, I'm going down there to see Mr. Ben Martin.
We'll all go.
Yeah.
We're partners.
Yeah.
We'll demand our money.
All right.
And if he doesn't give it to us, we'll just get tough.
Good luck. I'll wait here.
Now, don't worry. Leave everything to me. I'll do all the talking.
Wow.
Oh, hey, man.
Excuse me.
Oh, I'm glad you're here.
You are?
Certainly. I start with the windows, and when you finish, you can shampoo the carpets.
Huh? You got it all wrong.
Well, aren't you from the cleaning service?
My good woman, we're not cleaners, we're artists.
Oh, I'm glad you take pride in your work. Please do a good job. Mr. Martin hates streaking.
Don't worry, I'm not dropping my drawers for nobody.
Say, what do you kids want?
Don't be deceived by our youthful appearance. We're here to see Mr. Martin on a very serious matter.
Specifically what?
Specifically lying, cheating, and stealing.
Just a minute. Mr. Martin, there are three gentlemen here to see you. They say it's in reference to lying, cheating, and stealing. I'll tell them. I'm sorry, but there are no openings in our accounting department.
Look, we have got to see Mr. Martin.
I'm sorry, but Mr. Martin is not seeing anyone today. Central Avenue Productions.
Well, I guess that does it, Raj. She's not letting anybody in there.
Hey, look, guys, we've come this far. We might as well wait until he comes out.
Hi, Madge. Say, if Ben isn't busy, I'd like to chat with him about the set.
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
Thanks.
He's free.
He's free? She said he couldn't see anyone.
Maybe it was an emergency.
Didn't seem like an emergency to me.
Hi, Madge.
Hi.
Oh, I love your hairdo.
Oh, thank you.
Is he in?
Sure, go ahead.
She's not stopping anybody.
I guess we're not important enough.
But maybe I should start throwing my weight around.
Sit down.
Okay, now, Charlie, listen. You handle the cast, mm-hmm. and I'll check on the floor plan.
All right.
And then later on, we'll meet and we'll coordinate.
Hi, Madge. Is Mr. Martin busy?
Never for you.
Thanks, Madge.
I've had it. I'm gonna demand to see him.
Central Avenue Productions. Oh, hello, Mrs. Martin. No, Mr. Martin is in a very important business meeting and he can't be disturbed. Oh, by the way, he told me to tell you that he'll be working late tonight. Goodbye. What is it now?
Oh, nothing. Nothing at all.
What's up, Raj?
Yeah, so I got this.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Martin. So wait, nice to see you. No, he's not busy. Go right in.
Hello, darling. What's going on here?
I'm sorry, Mr. Martin.
Oh, never mind.
It'll only take a minute of your time.
Just show him the letter.
Letter?
Maybe you should read this.
I read it.
Give it to him.
Oh, here. It starts, Dear Mr. Thomas.
Give me that. I can read.
You better get you a lawyer.
Thanks for the advice, Melvin Belly. Thomas, who's Thomas?
Him. He's Mr. Thomas.
Well, Mr. Thomas, This is a form letter. Apparently you sent in an idea and we sent it right back to you. And that's it. Goodbye.
Well, the least you can do is read the idea that I sent in.
All right, I'll look at it.
Ben, I'm waiting.
I'll be right there. It's my attorney. Yes, let's see now. Yes, sir, yes, sir. Oh, I see.
I knew you'd feel that way. Now, look, I'm a reasonable young man, and I don't want to take advantage of your mistake. I think a fair settlement would be $10,000.
Huh? Don't get crazy, Rod.
Gentlemen, follow me. I guess I'm going to have to prove to you that I did not steal your idea.
Come, come, liar and thief. Do we look stupid? Well, do they?
Now, in these files, I have all the outlines and all the scripts of all my shows, including last night's. Last night's was written about several months ago. Now, you check the date and look through it.
Oh no. This is exactly the same idea I sent in a month ago.
And here's a show we did last season.
Same idea?
Yeah, same idea.
And here's a show we did in 1965.
And the three kids find the bag of money.
You see, that show always works. Now, gentlemen, if you will excuse me, I have a desk full of problems.
Well, all right. Then give us $100 and we'll forget the whole thing.
Hey, let's go, guys. They don't need no original ideas here. They just keep on using the same old stuff over and over again. He doesn't want to know what really goes down on Central Avenue.
Wait a second. Lucky, what you said just made a lot of sense.
It does?
Yes. You see, Central Avenue happens to be a show about young black people. You're young, and you're black.
He's right, Raj. I can see it from here.
And he lives on Central Avenue.
Perfect. How would you like to work for me as an ethnic consultant?
I love it. What do I have to do?
Well, you just have to come in a couple of days during the week after school and share your experiences with us and give us ghetto expressions like, right on, keep the faith, keep on trucking.
How about cool it, turkey?
Hey, that's good. Have the ratings come in on our first show yet?
No, they said they'd call as soon as they came in.
All right, is Raj on his way?
Yes, he is.
Good. All right, I want you to take a memo to the staff. As you know, the network has picked up our first Western, so there will be a production meeting the first thing in the morning. Sign my name.
Hi, Mr. Martin, you want to see me? Hey, wait till you see what I did to that second scene.
Raj, I want to talk to you about what you did to the first scene.
Didn't you like it?
I loved it. I loved it, yes, it was perfect. Except all the words were wrong.
Is that all?
Yes, well, I mean, it was good. I mean, it's too much of a change. You see, I liked it better when the son got $20 a week allowance from his mother. You see, that shows love between a mother and a son in a ghetto.
But no kid in the ghetto gets $20 a week allowance. He either gets a small allowance or he gets a job.
Raj, America doesn't want to know that the people in the ghetto are poor.
But I thought you wanted me to write the truth.
I do want you to write the truth, even if you have to lie a little.
Say what?
That's it. That's what I mean. That's what I want. I mean, forget about the plot and the truth and the rest of the garbage. Give me the say what's and the what's is it's.
What it is.
Good, good. Give me 5 of those. And give me 10 or 12, hey, man, and we're in business.
No, you're in business. I can't do that. I gotta tell it like it is, or I can't tell it at all. Thank you. And goodbye.
Oh, wait. Wait a second. Raj, maybe we can do it your way.
Where is he?
He should be here by now.
Now listen, fellas. It's Roger's first day as an official television writer, so let's not jump on him the minute he walks in the door, okay?
You know, I'm proud of Raj.
So am I.
I know I'm not always nice to him, but he said he was going to buy me a lot of nice things with his money. What's a muzzle?
Hey, Rod!
Hey, man, tell us everything.
Yeah, what you buy me?
Did you give him the scoop about me, debonair man about town?
Hold it, hold it. What's the matter, son?
What?
The show was canceled.
What are you talking about?
The network called and said because of the terrible ratings, the show was canceled.
After only one episode?
And Mr. Martin said, well, that's the way it goes. Then he collapsed and cried in my arms.
Well, at least he thought enough of you to hire you in the first place.
Poor Raj, a flop at 16.
They gave me a check for $20 for today.
I changed my mind. You're not a flop.
I told him to forget it.
Why'd you do that, flop?
I wanted cash.
That's $20.
Exactly.
Oh, you should have only took 15.
Why?
Because it's easy to divide by three.
Hey, back up! Hey, what do you guys want to do tonight?
Let's sneak into a movie.
Last time you said that, we ended up standing out on the freeway trying to lip read the driving.
Hey, how about ice skating?
No. Every time the guy sees me coming, he puts up the thin ice sign.
Hey, wait a minute. Here's a picture of Ben Martin.
Where?
Right here. There's a whole article on this new Western TV show.
It's probably another ripoff.
No. Listen to this. It's unlike anything ever done before.
What else does it say?
In tonight's story, three cowboys are crossing the Grand Canyon when suddenly next to a garbage can, they find a bag filled with money, diamonds, and rubies.
Wow, what a great idea. Raj, why can't you write a story like that?